Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we are in the Cafe Book Club. We're doing Energy Speaks by Lee Harris, and we got Miss Amy. Miss Amy, how are you doing tonight?
I am putting on my cape because we're stepping into our personal power, yeah?
Me too. Oh, my God. What color is your cape?
I know, right? Stay away from
my cape has got like a paisley pattern on it. It's amazing. It's beautiful.
Oh, I agree with you. I'm old school. I like red. I'm
you're
all
red.
Red.
You're like Wonder Woman. Okay, good. That's good. That's good. So last week on episode 441, we went through a little bit of just kind of an overview of Energy Speaks. It's about the messages from spirit that are living, loving, and the awakening of really what's happening on the planet. And boy, as we all know, if you've had any kind of paying attention on some of this stuff, you know that things are awakening on the planet. So, and you know, in some ways we really want to take pause for that and just be in a place of gratitude because we are empowered. We are having an awareness of things. And that's really what we're going to be talking about through this whole book. But Amy, what's your first thoughts going into this chapter one? That's really, you know, the first chapter is about like, you are a light worker owning your personal power.
It's a great place to start. I think, you know, number one, owning your power. And here on page 21, he talks about your work as light workers will challenge you. Yeah, so get the cape. I mean, you got to have the cape. And then, yes, very much, he says. He says, light workers need to be at the top of the wave and surfing it, scouting ahead so that everyone behind them can swim in clear waters. So I really love that concept. Instead of getting caught in the chaos and the, you know, the stuff that's going on, learning how to surf it and learning how to be mindful about supporting others who are maybe behind you that need that support.
Yeah, that reminds me about an episode that we did back in March about the myths of March about change. And we did one that was about kayaking, about, you know, that's the one thing that they learned being very proficient of, you know, just, you know, catching the top of the wave and just the current and being on the top of things. And that actually got to be this, you know, joyous experience instead of being, you know, something that was going to drag them down under the water. And I think that's a really good metaphor for, you know, when it talks about, you know, be at the top of the wave and surfing. And, you know, just the sense of purpose when you know that it's about, you know, be having something where we're clearing the way for things to be in a place of, you know, being able to come from gratitude and enjoying how things are going along. That's all really good. That's all really good.
Well, we are where we are today because of those who came before us. And get us to the point where we can really step into this work as light workers and honoring them and now us advancing the ball, you know, even more so because they have created an environment for us to be able to really make this happen. Yay!
Yeah, yeah. And we talked about, you know, just the, you know, the parameters of being a light worker and that's always an interesting being able to define that. But, you know, if you're sensitive and you kind of it just seems like environments are something that may be a challenge for you. That's one way maybe of knowing that you're a light worker. Just your sense of service within yourself about wanting to be an agent for change and wanting things to be better on the planet. I think that's another way of knowing that, you know, you are a light worker and the way that you move. Anything else on that for a definition name for just people who didn't really listen to the last episode?
I think it's being conscious. I think that's what a light worker does. And you just, you know, and facing shadow your own and people around you and your communities, right? And and dancing with that and honoring the light and being part of that. And I think one thing that's important is not to get caught up, oh, light worker, you know, look at me. If we're all one soul, right, it's not getting caught up in that you're more important than anybody else. We're all really important. And he talks about that every soul has a crucial role to play. So be mindful when you judge, for in judging, you temporarily separate yourself from your expanded human family. So, and, you know, not judging whatever, oh, they're an old soul or any of that stuff. It's like we're all here doing this together. And I really love how they talk about, you know, what do you believe about your power? And he says, a soul has great power and arrives in human form charged with that power.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, this is so empowering to know that. And so to continue to say, the experience of life can convince the soul to minimize this power or to give it away. And this perceived lack or loss of power can lead to a soul to try it again, to regain its power through diminishing or abusing others. And that's something that you really, really recognize that, you know, if you're attempting to do that, but really nothing can be taken away from you and another soul cannot do that. Just as you cannot really give yourself or your power away either. It's all a matter of belief. And boy, is that a powerful statement about, you know, what is and what isn't. It's just a matter of when it comes to our sense of just being clear. And here we're talking about clearing it, clearing the way for others, as being, you know, in a clearing way within internally within yourself about what I believe. And it goes on to say, too, that that's really one of the key things is that we can come from that place of as we grow and are having all these different experiences about, you know, what we're doing with our choices every day, you know, whether you accept it or allow it, expressing or directing it. He says you'll continue to have to make those choices on an ongoing basis. What you believe about your power is also what really manifests when it comes to being able to whether I can or I can't. You know, it makes me think of Star Wars again with Yoda, you know, do or do not do. There is no try, you know. So it's a sense of belief about what I'm going to be able to, you know, put out into the world, who I am, what matters, what doesn't matter, all those kinds of things. And then he goes on to talk about, you know, it's that conscious shift that he uses the metaphor of a jigsaw puzzle. And I love that, you know, it's all these little pieces of just those different aspects of myself. You know, it's my beliefs and my attitudes, things I think about and feel about, and all those experiences that bring up our desires and dreams, our sense of purpose and destiny. And it says, your outer life offers manifestations of this inner jigsaw puzzle, allowing you to see the picture that is keen to emerge at this time of your life. And boy, I mean, if you think of being in the present moment and as different things are coming in and out of your life and really taking it as the gift of that present moment that you have, and, you know, looking at that, it really can humble you in a way that the universe has really, you know, got your back. And, you know, that might be hard to say, like, how does this have my back? But a lot of it is just like, you know, can I be bigger than this moment and just being able to be present with, you know, as much a widest perspective that I possibly can own. And I think that's a really humbling way of being able to look at, you know, my life as well as other things that are happening around me.
And to relax a little bit, you don't have to be, right, the biggest expansion in the universe. Sometimes
we are
it's
anyway,
just,
so it's okay.
Well, that's true, but sometimes it's about just
you've been doing
peaceful.
It the whole time.
Right? So sometimes we just want to feel a little peaceful. That's all. Maybe
exactly.
Take a nice deep breath and do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting, they're talking, and so if this may, how do I say this? If this is confusing to you or you're like, what are they talking about? That's okay. We're in chapter one. So if you're not clear, that's really good. I honor you for being here. We definitely want to support you in, you know, getting the book, starting this, and we're going to work through this together. And this may not be, this is my second time through. So I just know that, and having each other to talk to really helps. So when they talk about your intuitive power, I really like that they talk about that you may be afraid of it, and that shouldn't be surprising. Because your intuition, ready for this, is an agent of change. Ruh-roh.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, get
da,
your
da,
cape.
Da. Keep your capes on. Maybe get a bigger one. Maybe get a smaller one.
Woo, flip it.
So allowing you might have multicolor, multi material. You know, it's a good thing to have. The ones that are workable, at least for sure. Anyway, allowing
Absolutely.
The subtle and overt truth told by your intuition into your life will consistently cause energetic shifts in your body and in your world and in your relationships. So there are, with each chapter, there are exercises and affirmations. So I will do the first exercise in the first chapter, and it is connecting with your soul. So what I want to do is we're first going to start to take some nice deep breaths, getting yourself nice and calm and ready to connect with your soul power. And this is just a brief exercise that will energetically prepare you for your day and positively charge you for every day to follow. Allow yourself to feel the energy that exists right now in this moment in your body. Ask your soul to give you a taste of how much power and energy this body can house for you. Allow your body to show a glimpse of how much is within you and how much could be within you if you let it in. Then allow your soul to return to a state that it will benefit from the most in this moment. Let's take a nice deep breath and anchor that in.
You know, and what I find amazing about that is it is so simple.
Mm-hmm.
And it also
mm-hmm.
makes me think of ask and you shall receive.
Mm.
Yeah. So when it comes to working with, you know, spirit, Holy Spirit, however you want to, you know, source energy, God, you know, whatever term you want to use for that, you're comfortable with. I think that's something that really, that is indwelling within me. And I don't know, with something like that, I just feel very spacious. And it just feels like home.
Hmm.
How about you, Amy?
And I'm a little more pragmatic. That's kind of my nature. For me, it's, again, allowing the soul to return to a state that will benefit you the most in this moment. So I guess, when going into that, feeling around what is the energy that's possible and then going, okay, great, I can do that. And then we did it really quickly, right, which is very possible because that source never goes away. And then coming back to what I need in this moment. So for me, it's returning back to finish this podcast. And they talk about doing this, you know, every day to prepare for your day. And I said every day, but maybe so. And so it depends on the day and what you're doing. So I would recommend, you know, we asked you to get a journal or grab one that you have and kind of maybe play that with that for a few days and do it a couple times during the day and see if the answer is different and what
mm-hmm.
does that look like.
Yeah, I think that's a really good. It could be, it could be every day through the book as, you know, you're learning and understanding things in a different way and then coming back to connect into that. And mm-hmm. is it, you know, how is it expressing? How does it have a sense of, how does it feel? How does it seem to be wanting to express maybe through a metaphor or something like that? Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
every time
like you said, it's a brief exercise, but I think that's just shows you the power of, you know, the intention of me connecting
mm-hmm.
and recognizing that I'm always connected. Because I mean, it's kind of like once you have, it's like you can't go back to not knowing how that is. And it's just allowing it to have a place where, you know, and you can always add to this too, you know, in you know, ways that as spirits that I'm safe, I can feel safe, I can, you know, have a sense of myself, being comfortable, things like that, depending on how you're working with, just kind of guiding the energy and the feeling of those things and asking for it to be in a way that it does empower you in the way that you need it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really just an amazing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's true.
Doing that was awesome.
That's for yourself. And,
you know,
your energy.
Yeah, and I really want these exercises to be things that really help us to feel connected. I know for me, when we were doing the five ingredient, you know, a delicious life with Phoenix, that meditations are something you can actually just record them on your own through your phone, whatever, and do them as separate sound bites for yourself. That you can actually listen. I think that's very helpful. So, you know, if you really found that that was helpful for you and having Amy guide us through that, you know, and go back toward that. I think that would be a great thing to give to yourself. That would be really great. So, you know,
so moving
one thing we
from
need to
your own energy to your soul groups that you're with, that are in, and I know there's a lot of shifting going on with the people that you're connecting with. So now it's about stepping into that soul group and trusting that where you are is so perfect and that you are surrounded by your soul groups and they expand and grow in the years to come, and make a choice to allow these people to become visible to you and not to judge yourself if you cannot see them in your life. And what we're seeing, I'm seeing anyway, and I'm hearing other people saying that your people are coming into our consciousness and we're seeing, and then other people are fading out. So knowing that you're standing in your power, doing what you're here to do, and those soul groups change as your energy changes and the work you're doing changes. So how about you want to drive into the identifying your soul groups, however you choose to do that, Robin?
Yeah. So this is the second exercise, and it's called identifying your soul group. So again, let's just take a little, you know, take a nice breath and let it go. And another deep breath. And let it go. And just place your attention and focus on your heart chakra. And your heart chakra is located in the middle of your chest, between your just the center of your chest. So this is the energy center of your heart. Do this gently and in your own time. And if at any point this feels uncomfortable to you, stop and try again at another time. Do not feel that you need to force yourself to do anything. And you go ahead and breathe. And allow their heart chakra to expand. Allow yourself to feel it growing wider and bigger and stronger energetically. For this, be very apparent and very strong for others. And some it will seem subtle. There is no right or wrong, and just allowing yourself to feel the expansion. Once you feel the expansion, ask yourself to be shown the faces of those people around you who are your group, your light worker companions. These faces may shock you. Some may not be who you were expecting. Some of them will be miles from you in other cities, states, or countries. It's all fine. They do not need to be living with you or showing up at your house for dinner every day. See who they are and understand that you are connected to the people you are seeing. If you are having difficulty seeing anyone, we suggest you try this exercise another time. But just keep trying, because the faces will appear. As you see the faces of this group, ask your heart to tell you what each group member brings into your life. What are the gifts that each person offers you? Some of these faces may be challenging to you. Some may be your worst nightmare, but breathe. And allow yourself to see how they, too, have been great gifts to you on your journey. Identifying them as gifts will allow you to step out of any emotional or psychic holdings you have with them that are now unnecessary. This is not the time to be battling with light workers. Although you may still have some battles within yourself, this is not the time. Please hear that. And if hearing that brings up a great urge to battle, commit to going through your battles to release them. Battles in this context are energy fights. They were where the energy shifted with one person's ego to another. So you throw your energy to the ego of another in response, and them doing the same to you. It gets us nowhere. Standing in your power, this is an antidote. So if one person tries to throw their ego at yours, you simply stand in your truth and provide an energetic barrier to the occurrence. You do never need to push them back. You can stand in the depth of your knowing and robust boundaries, and it will automatically rise to protect both of you. And go ahead and breathe in and out. I thought that was so profound about standing in our power and being in a place where, how I've learned it over the years with other spiritual teachers is that reflective mirror that comes in front of me when it's a barrier for another. And it's really, you're just standing in love. And it's a love of me. It's a mirror of love that reflects back to that person whatever they need to see.
Mm-hmm.
And you just hold love for them with, you know, as a mirror. Yeah. So it could be heart shaped if you want, or it could be a certain color, like pink is usually a color for love, or green. So, but it's something that just reflects love back to that person. And asking it just to help them to be in a place where they can be able to establish that. So that's a very powerful exercise as well.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to note that it is about standing in your power and not get wrapped around what you're supposed to be sending anywhere.
Yeah, and it goes on to say that, you know, establishing power that you need is about being able to embrace. So it's about, you know, letting go of the idea that you have to fight, because it's really contributing to a conflicting energy that really doesn't serve anybody. So it gets into this, you know, circle of something that just wants to, like, beat itself. So just, you know, if you don't, if, like, it takes two people to battle, you know, don't be willing to be in the place of a battle. Be in the place of just standing in love and having it dissipate.
Well, and I think this sentence bears repeating. You can stand in the depth of your knowing, and a robust boundary will automatically rise to protect both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And trusting that process and not getting caught up on how I'm supposed to do it.
Right.
Just allow yourself to stand in that power. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. And with that, I put need stand in the depth of your knowing and your owning. And that's something that I learned with Phoenix about, you know, when it comes to knowing and owning who you are and, you know, who you are not, you know. Those things that are very powerful in a reflective way. That thing, so love the light worker's way.
Well, I want to say one other point here is establish the boundaries that you need. Stop fighting. So one of the things that helps me to what would that look like? For me, it's getting standing in what you know, what you believe, what you're here to do, standing in your calling, and you will just naturally know what to do, what to say, and what boundary to set. And for me, how am I fighting? If I'm justifying, arguing, or defending, that's when I'm fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know your own pattern, right?
Yeah.
What does fighting look like for me?
That's a good question. It's a very good question. So, you know, it says, it's with the light of the love with the light workers. It says, you know, lead with your heart. And when you share your love with others, you are leading with your heart. So it's always about demonstrating that went as a powerful connective source for all things, and asking source for help and turning it inward and asking for love to enter, and it will. That's so powerful. But just asking love to enter, and it will. It seems so simple, but yet so powerful at the same time.
And simple and powerful, I think, sides of the same coin.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, what? So the next exercise we have is
a few minds today, right? And what we want to, you know, for me, it's about we're not selling anything here. We're saying try some experiences and see what happens for you. And certainly if you need any kind of support from somebody, make sure you get it. Don't go down this road alone. We're not designed to.
Right, right.
So calling back your power, did you want to do the calling back your power?
Sure. So let's breathe again. So it's time to call back your power. You cannot ever give your power away completely, but you can leave pieces of yourself outside yourself. You can ask others to carry those pieces of you. The friend you believe is stronger than you are. The colleague you believe is more disciplined. The lover you believe is more capable. But these are your pieces. This strength, this discipline, this capacity for living, it all belongs to you. You recognize in other pieces of yourself, and it is time to embrace and integrate them. It is time to own them. It will not take away from the people you see with these qualities, not at all. Your ownership of them will double the strength of the quality in you and in them. So sit or lie down and be comfortable where you are. Take a few deep breaths and let yourself relax. And in your mind's eye, see a vision of another version of yourself sitting directly ahead of you, a few feet away. You are surrounded by white light in a clear and almost translucent space. This you has their back to you and is sitting very calmly and very happily. Now, on behalf of this you, say this statement aloud to the universe. I call back every piece of myself that I have ever given away. I call back every part of myself I have identified with others that I've identified only in others. I own all these pieces. I bring back all these fragments. They are mine once more. They are in me. They connect me to the universe. This is my power. This is my surrender to my power, and I call all my power back. Now in your mind's eye, see this you, for all these pieces you've called back, reintegrating into your body. See the body ahead of you, this other you, being filled within every direction and every corner with colors and light flooding back into you. As you watch this process unfold, feel it. Feel yourself being filled. Feel whole and full, yet light and expansive all at the same time. This is you. This is you. And this is yours. All this is who you are. All that you now feel is who you can be all the time. This is your power, and this power is yours to carry. This power is yours to rest within. This power is you.
I'll take a nice deep breath with that. So you are the power. You have the ability to plug in anytime you choose to. What we want to support you in doing is creating a new set point that you automatically go to tapping into your power. And we're going to be playing with that as we go. So we're bringing it home. So to wind us together, the light worker affirmation, and this is how we end chapter one. My work is clear. No matter what job title I hold, I awaken consciousness in the world. I awaken compassion in the world. I awaken love in the world. And my work always begins with me. As I recognize and honor the divine source within me, those around me are inspirited to do the same. This is my gift as a light worker.
That's funny because in my head I'm hearing, I've got the power.
There you go.
That one DJ, yeah, disco song. It's funny.
There you go. I think you got it.
You know, and it's important to remind everybody, too, that, you know, maybe light, maybe fun, maybe playful, maybe, you know, encouraging you to be spirited on to doing something
just creative maybe that you haven't done in a long time. I think that's part of the bringing all these fragments and pieces of yourself back in as like, you know, the sense of play and wonder for things. It's so important to be able to bring all those things back. So thanks, Amy. That was awesome.
Well, thank you. So next week is self-love. Can't get enough of that.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have self-love in action. Woo, watch out.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
So really looking forward to that. We'll love anybody you want to give us any other comments. So let us know how you're liking the book. Like Amy said, you know, this is a book that really walking through lovingly, and if you can get a little study group together so you guys can really kind of talk about the concepts, it's always a great idea, and being able to just look at all this information. But I think it's very powerful and something very important for, like I said, what we've really got going on the planet right now. So it's very timely and hopefully very helpful. So next week we'll be talking about self-love journey, and we're going to do it. So we'll see you next time here at the cafe. Thanks for joining us.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.